This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1700. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 19th, Australia, China, Colombia, Cuba, Diego Garcia, East Turkestan, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, India, Israel, Korea North, Latvia, Morocco, Myanmar, Netherlands, Nigeria, Norway, Peru, Romania, Russia, Rwanda, Saudi Arabia, Sweden, Taiwan, UK, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Thanks to DX3 Mix News Bulgaria for pointing out that HCJB Australia is now broadcasting on the 16-meter band, the morning service to South Asia in a great variety of languages, between midnight 30 and 02:30 UT from Kununurra, Western Australia. It's on 17760. The first part until 0115 is parallel their other transmitter on 15400. There is just a bit of English at 0100 to 115 on Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, and also on Fridays at 0200 for 15 minutes. If you hear an extremely distorted blob of Chinese modulation, it's the CNR1 service from China, as I was able to match it to some clear frequencies, December 17th, covering 9320 to 9345 at 1455 UT. And of course, that blots out WBCQ right in the middle of it. However, the next day, December 18th, at 1440, the blob had moved up to 9400 to 9430, centered around 9415. As far as I can tell, this is not actually aimed at something to be jammed, although there is a good chance that the transmitter itself is supposed to be used for jamming somewhere. An obscure non-jamming service from China is Voice of the South China Sea. David Koenig of Interworld Signals Online has been consulting the new World Radio TV Handbook, which shows it in English at 06 to 07 UT on 17710. He was listening on December 13th, and this frequency was on the air, but it was in Mandarin before time pips, and then in English ID is something else. This is Beijing 10:08 a.m. Discover Plus Radio, a division of China Radio International. After news, it was People in the Know, nothing about Voice of the South China Sea. Translating a CRI webpage, Ron Howard suggests that Voice of the South China Sea may only be on FM and AM frequencies in South China, such as 101 and 102 FM in Hainan and 927 from Guangzhou. The GRA blog in Argentina reports that the president of Ukraine has visited Beijing to participate in a commemoration of the fifth anniversary of China Radio International's Ukrainian language website. This was news to us, as Ukrainian is not among the many, many languages on the CRI shortwave schedule. Hans-Jörg Biener found a report in China Daily confirming that this Ukrainian service from CRI is only online. But now apparently it has just added audio programming. This story says CRI opened its Ukrainian language online radio station on Thursday, December 5th. It's the 19th created by CRI. In the Australian Radio DX Club, Rob Wagner reports hearing a station originating in Colombia, now curated by WRMI 9955, Saturdays at 12 to 12:30 UT. It's Radio Ciudad Global. It's in Spanish, but they opened with an English ID as Global City Radio, the first international station from Colombia. There was Colombian and regional news from Bogota, musical interludes, and a documentary on December 14th about the radio war. Among the many anomalies monitored from Radio Havana, Cuba this week, Harold Froge on a de-expedition in Michigan reports hearing it December 15th at 1344 on 9250. That's a Leapfrog mixing product of 9850 over 9550, another 300 kilohertz lower. Even more unusual is hearing RHC on 10,100 kilohertz, December 14th, from 2059 until it went off just before 2129. This was a broadcast in French, which is supposed to be on 11760 and 11880. Sorry, I myself missed that one, but it was also reported on 10,100 earlier the same day by Robert Lafour at 1341 UT in Spanish. He says apparently the wrong frequency was keyed into one of the RHC transmitters. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the frequency missing was 11760. Only one low-power shortwave transmitter is left for the once great AFRTS. It's the one in Diego Garcia, which has not yet been deleted, 12759 upper sideband. It takes a very good opening for this last remnant of AFRTS on shortwave to become readable here, but I was hearing a trace of music showing it's still there, December 15th at 0139. On the very same occasion a few minutes earlier, Harold Froge on his de-expedition in Michigan was hearing it better, if you can call an SIO of 152 plus any better. At least he was able to copy some details between 0115 and 0135. That was the rock music program heard on Saturday nights here, Sunday mornings there. At 0129, a PSA string, including one for the FBI. At 134, a Civil War feature on the Battle of Mobile Bay. And at 0134, after that, a topic called Today on AFN. And he also heard it at a quite different time, 1203 UT, December 15th, during an ESPN program. Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, has again become rather unreliable on 15190, which it's quite capable of doing, regardless of any interference problem with its other Radio Africa via WRMI at the same time on the same frequency, after 2000 UT as we've been reporting. Finally, on December 14th and 15th, Ron Howard were not hearing the Equatorial Guinea signal anymore, as WRMI starts shortly after 2000 UT. But the two were interfering again on the next day, at least making a subaudible heterodyne of 3 or 4 hertz. Of course, Radio Africa is not colliding it with itself at other times, and Manuel Mendez in Spain was still hearing it December 14th at 0705 on 15190 with Religion in English. Some of the clandestines for East Africa I mentioned last week, as soon as I did, made unexpected frequency changes in the middle of the season. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports Radio Asena on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Voice of the Forum of Eritreans on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from a secret site, but maybe Bulgaria, at 17-18 UT, replaced 15245 with 11720. Kai Ludwig in Germany was checking for that on December 14th, and was still hearing what he thinks was that station on 15245. Ivo Ivanov follows up that they were actually on both frequencies when he monitored on December 12th. However, as from December 16th, 11720 via France is replacing 15245, along with broadband DRM-like white noise jamming by Ethiopia. Also last week I mentioned a website for Radio Asena, but beware, Christopher D. Watkins went to it and said it attempted to install a neutrino, I think a rootkit virus, on IE, but my firewall got it. And more about a clandestine to Ethiopia, a new one called Oromo Voice. Ivo Ivanov said it was supposed to be on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 16 to 16:30. On 17850 via a secret site, but it was not heard on December 7th, 9th, or 11th. Then the AUKI list, he points out, shows a different frequency for that at a different time, 15 to 15:30 on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday on 15515 via France, yet to be confirmed. It is the season for special holiday broadcasts, and one which is appearing annually now is from Norddeutscher Rundfunk on Christmas Eve. It's for German sailors on various oceans. We have all the details thanks to Kai Ludwig. He says, the transmitter sites are now in Germany, Issel in France, and Mosbrunn, Austria. Some of them not running at full power. The schedule is as follows. From 19 to 21 UT, December 24th, 6125 and 9460 from Germany, 9885 from Austria, and 11955 from France. At 19 to 23 UT, also 9925 from France. In the final 2 hours, 21 to 23 on 6040 and 9880 from Germany, 9435 from France, and 9625 from Austria. An all-India radio transmitter in Goa was showing up 4 kilohertz above the proper frequency. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on December 12th at 11:15 to 12:45, 9814 instead of 9810, and at 13:15 to 15:30, 11744 instead of 11740. Then on December 14th, they were back close to the correct frequencies. However, on that date, then another one was off 4 kilohertz, 7254 instead of 7250 between 16:15 and 18:30. All these in Indian or Asian languages, not English. And in a full schedule for All India Radio, Ivo Ivanov adds one more from Goa, which is sometimes 4 kilohertz high, 15214 instead of 15210 between 0430 and 0600. India seems to think that introducing DRM will solve all their problems, but we have our doubts. Nick Hotchko in Australia was trying to hear China via Mali on 15125 around 16:30, but was getting interference from India's DRM transmission, centered on 15140, but it was 50 kilohertz wide, and he provides a screenshot to prove it. Kai Ludwig in Germany says the entire on-demand audio service of WRN is gone since December 16th, as they announced would be the case. That means no more podcasts of World of Radio. I've heard from a few people who enjoy getting World of Radio via podcast, but I need to hear from more to assess how much demand there is for me to set up a new separate podcast availability for World of Radio. Since this is a program mainly about shortwave, I will always consider shortwave its primary medium of diffusion. Meanwhile, by going to our website and making a couple of clicks, you can also get to our audio archive, worldofradio.com. Scratch one more station and one more country from availability on shortwave broadcasts. We mentioned last week that Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station, had not been heard for a while. So Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight looked into it and contacted them. They have been missing for over a week, he said, on December 15th, and I feared the worst. And a message arrived confirming they've discontinued both 15850 and 6885. Here's the reply he got from Eran Eliakim, ombudsman at Galei Tzahal. Thanks for contacting us regarding our shortwave. Due to financial and budget reorganizing, we decided to end our broadcast on the mentioned frequencies. Our global listeners can use our online service via player.glz.co.il. Also not heard lately is one of the All India Radio stations in Kashmir at Leh, L-E-H. Joe's Jacob on DX India says not heard on 4660, where they had been for a long time, instead of the official frequency 4760. Is anybody hearing them in North India? The schedule had been 0213 to 0430 and 1130 to 1630 UT. You're listening to the 1,700th World of Radio program. which means we're approaching 33 years on the air just about every week. Actually, more than 1700 since I did a few extras and continents of media interspersed. Thanks to Richard Lemke in Alberta, who congratulates us on our 1700th show. He says, I go back to the WRNO worldwide days on 6185. And thanks for the seasonal impulse to contribute financially this week from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who says, life without World of Radio and DX Listening Digest would be weary, stale, flat, unprofitable, and a drag. I continue to hear the clandestine for North Korea Radio Free Chosun on 9775, which starts at 1400 UT in Korean. Usually there would be a long warm-up period, open carrier before then, up to 25 minutes. But something strange began happening on December 12th and continued every morning through December 16th. They were playing some songs in English instead, romantic songs, and it was the same set every morning, including I'm Staying for the Long Run and At 17, originally by Janice Ian, just before the top of the hour. On December 17th, it was back to open carrier, but on the 18th, they started playing some different songs in English, unfamiliar ones, but apparently on a Christmas theme. The reception is quite good here most of the time, and it's comparable to the VOA Korean relay via the Philippines, nearby on 9800. So I continue to suspect the secret transmitter site for 9775 is also from the Philippines or vicinity, and not transpolar from here. Here's another Christmas special, but it's on Sunday, December 22nd, and Saturday, the 28th. On behalf of the Arctic Radio Club, which specializes in medium wave, it's on Radio Mercurs, 1485 kilohertz. It's at the seaside resort of Jurmala on the Latvian west coast. The program will be at 15 to 16 Swedish time, or 14 to 15 UT, produced by their member, Ronnie B. Good. They've already arranged for musical dedications, and a special QSL will be available, says Bent Erickson, who told us about this. The email address is info@rock.x.se. In the good news department, a reminder that Morocco remains reactivated on shortwave thanks to Radio Media in Nador, coming back on 9575. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports it December 14th at 0410 to 0516 with Middle Eastern music and Arabic talk. There was news at 0500 and more music at 0510 in French. Also reported that same date a little later, December 14th at 0708 to 720 in Arabic and French, by Koji Hashimoto in Japan on exactly 9575. I believe it's on the air 24 hours. Myanmar continues to be reported on what is now its exact frequency, 9730. Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, was hearing apparent sports coverage December 14th at 0939 past 1018. Ron Howard in California also reports it on December 17th, from 10:31 to sign off at 11:30, in vernacular with sports coverage from the Southeast Asian Games being held in Myanmar. There were background sounds of the crowds, indigenous theme music before going off the air. Also heard on December 9th until 11:30. Richard Lemke in Alberta and Mike Terry in England remind us that the mighty KBC from the Netherlands via Now in Germany on 7375, normally on the air only once a week, UT Sundays, to North America at midnight to 02, will be on the air every night for the holidays from UT Monday, December 23rd, through Sunday, December 29th. It'll be Wolfman Jack during those 2 hours until UT Saturday and Sunday, when it's back to Eric Van Villigen with the Giant Jukebox. The other mighty KBC transmission for Europe on 6095 also carries Wolfman Jack starting December 21st from 12 to 14 UT and continuing for 5 weeks. The 09 to 16 UT broadcast includes also Emperor Roscoe, Dave Mason, and Mike Morwick. From January 18th, they go back to their normal Saturday schedule. Hamada Radio International, the service in Hausa for Nigeria, is back on the air, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, where he hears it with a very strong signal. It's Monday through Friday at 0530 to 0600, beamed due south from now on Germany on 7350. This is a program brokered by Radio Miami International. Sven Martinsen says it's almost over for the Norwegian temporary license, but LKB LLE is on the air with new test transmissions on December 17th, 18th, and 19th on the usual schedule. Morning broadcast Tuesday and Wednesday at 0530 to 08, and afternoon on Thursday at 14 to 16 UT on 5895 and medium wave 1314. There have been many reports, but we'd like more QSL for correct reports. It's not yet clear whether there will be final broadcasts around Christmas or New Year's. On 5980, Radio Chasqui in Peru has already reset their automatic turn-off timer. As of December 17th, I could detect it under the Cuban jamming, cutting off the air at 2 minutes, 2 and a half seconds past 0100, and expect it to precess about 5 and a quarter seconds later each evening. More about 15515, where I mentioned earlier Ivanov was expecting to hear a new clandestine aroma voice via France at 1600, but instead, during the previous hour, he was hearing something else new via Nexus IBA, IRRS shortwave from Radiocom in Romania, Radio Santec Cosmic Wave. He thinks is responsible for the following broadcasts on Fridays at 15 to 15:30 in Somali since December 16th, and on Saturdays at 15:30 in Oromo. The Voice of Russia is already being reduced before the end of the line and the end of the year. Alexander Jadischov in Ukraine says an employee of the Oyash transmitter site in the Novosibirsk region writes on dxing.ru that VOR canceled on December 17th transmissions amounting to 16 hours on 6 frequencies. Ivo Ivanov says these include the English broadcasts, which apparently have been coming in well in Asia and the Pacific, at 06 to 10 on 21820 and 07 to 09 on 21840. Also, more English has been canceled from Novosibirsk, 11 to 15 on 9560, which we could occasionally hear, 16 to 18 on 5955 and 6180. Yet another unexpected frequency change, the monarchist clandestine for Rwanda Radio Inyabutatu via France at 17 to 18 UT on Saturdays had been on 17870, but Ivo Ivanov says that has now moved to 15310. And that's confirmed heard December 14th by Rich Ray in Illinois. David Koenig of Interworld Signals Online has more about the reorganization of Saudi Arabian Broadcasting. Radio Saudi International is the name of the shortwave service, the first domestic service general program now IDs as Radio Riyadh. The second domestic service second program is now Radio Jeddah. The European program, a domestic FM network, is 24/7 in English, while French, Bengali, and Indonesian has been dropped. It formerly identified as Radio Riyadh, but has also been renamed, but we're not clear just what as yet. English has been dropped from shortwave, as has French at 0800 to 1000. There is live audio streaming via www.sr.sa and www.sm.gov.sa. The latter has an English option. Via Mike Terry, another Christmas Eve special, this from the 200-kilowatt Alex Anderson alternator in Sweden on very low frequency, 17.2 kilohertz. It's Tuesday, December 24th, starting at 0800 UT, but tuning up from 0730. Keith Barone tells us that his PCJ Radio International will be having some more special holiday broadcasts on December 22nd and 29th, Sundays, at the usual time, 13:30 to 14:30. As usual, on 9335 via Sri Lanka to Asia, but with two additional frequencies, 5995 via Germany to Europe and 11880 via WRMI to North America. That should give us excellent reception for a change. And furthermore, the December 29th broadcast will be a live transmission. Keep an ear on the BBC World Service the day after Christmas during World Business Report, when you may hear a familiar voice discussing the future of shortwave. Ivo Ivanov reports some frequency changes for Voice of America in English from December 20th. To South Asia at 0102 UT, 9845 replaces 9790 via Sri Lanka, where we've been hearing it, and also 15130 replaces 15205 via Philippines. Also at 15 to 16, the Learning English service from the Philippines moves from 9760 to 9900. Thanks to Jeff White for giving World of Radio an additional airtime on WRMI 9955. Effective immediately, it's Thursdays at 13:30. It should be the first opportunity for many to hear the new episode with timely information. It's part of a new strip of programming at 13:30. On Mondays, Antena de X. On Tuesday, Anglo Parade. Music in English presented in Spanish, as is La Hora del Rock on Wednesday. And Wavescan on Fridays. Controversial preacher Harold Camping has died at the age of 92 on December 15th. He, of course, was the man behind Family Radio, which has now become WRMI, and who made some inaccurate predictions about the end of the world, which more or less led to the demise of Family Radio. See his obits in the New York Times and the Washington Post. KVOH in Los Angeles changed its schedule on December 16th. Now the evening broadcast on 9975 is only on weekends, UT Sunday and Monday at 03 to 05. Now all in English, while Spanish has reactivated 17775 Monday through Friday from 14 to 20 UT. Now that WWCR is using 5935 and 6115 at 01 UT, they produce a Leapfrog mixing product on 6295, heard by Harold Froge in Michigan on December 15th. If you hear Spanish on 9070 between midnight and 01 UT, as Frank van Herven in the Netherlands did, it's another Leapfrog of CRI in Spanish via Kashgar, East Turkestan, 9800 over 9435 in Portuguese. Wolfgang Buschel reports that Yemen surprisingly reactivated a long-dormant frequency, 11770, heard before 2200 UT, December 13. It's registered to start at 1100. It's off frequency, 129 Hz low. Heard on several remote receivers, varying around 11769.871 in 100% guttural, throaty Arabic. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 December 26th, 20 and 5 January 4th. Solar flux dropping from 155 December 19th to 135 on the 22nd and 23rd, and peaking at 175 by January 3rd. That's World of Radio 1700. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.